Okay, day number two. We have Simon Mem Hei Hilchos Pirchos and we're gonna go from Gimel till Ches. Surprisingly short for a Thursday night. Okay, Dalet. Hakois. The kois that you make the bracha on it has to be a complete kois. Sort of like Kiddush. Even if just the base of the bottom of the kois is puzzle. And even if there's a pegima kolshehu on the bottom of the kli, aisha nistak or it got cracked, pasul, it is pasul. It needs to be washed on the inside and the outside. Or it needs to be cleaned out well. And you have to wash out from the. You should pour from sari. Meaning, first you have to wash it out and then make sure it's clean. Right? Just the same dinam as kois for kiddush. Right? But by the way, if it's clean and you just cleaned it, let's say Friday night, you cleaned it Friday night for Shabbos day, and it's clearly clean, you don't have to wash it again. And then you pour from the kankan into the cup, l'shem bracha, for a shem bracha. V'yei. And you should fill it up all the way to the top. The Mevarech accepts it with two hands. That shows the love for the kois. He wants to be mekabel with all his koyach. And then he takes off his left hand. And then he holds it in his right hand. Without the less help from the left hand, because if he holds it with two hands, then it looks like it's a weight, it's a burden. For nice of Eino boy, and he puts his eyes on it, so that he shouldn't be masiyotah. Same thing by Kiddush. You're supposed to stare at the kois, so it keeps your mind focused at the task at hand. Tefach, and it should be held
Not supposed to look
above.
at the candles at all.
The candles by Kiddush, you're supposed to look at right before Kiddush, but after that, you're supposed to look at the kois. Right, and lamachzik lamalam and a shulchan tefach. You hold it up from the table a tefach. Tisiv kais Yeshua es eso b'shem Hashem makra. V'itayar yochso b'yamin diday. And the lefty holds it in his right hand, which is his left hand. Shu small kolodim. That's the left of every person. V'yesh lahasim and a shulchan. And you should remove from the table hakelim harekim, the empty kelim. Right, meaning before birchas hamazon. You shouldn't have dirty dishes on the table. Hey, and b'nei ha'masiba shavim v'maylam v'yesh b'neim koyin. If everybody eating together are equal and they have a koyin, mitzvah l'chad v'rechaz ha'mazon shenem v'kidashtoi. Avolim yesh b'neim adam, meaning he's supposed to be mekadesh a koyin. Avolim yesh b'neim adam gadol v'chashuv. If there's adam gadol v'chashuv, so then yivarechu, he makes the bracha. V'dagin losa is la'avol l'varech, and the meaning is to give it to an avol to make the bracha. The dafka because you shove them b'mayla, but that's only when they're both equal, right? Meaning, as long as all things being equal. But if you have a guest who's more chashuv, then he would go. For roi l'chaber birchas hamazon l'mishu toiv ayin, you should give it birchas hamazon to somebody who's generous, sayne betza, who hates, false prophet. V'goyim el chesed b'mayne shenem toiv ayin hu yivarech al tikra yivarech ela yivarech. Fine, vav. Oh. Why do you have to say Rabbi Samuel and Benchen or Rabbi Samuel Varech or whatever it is that you say? Because anything that has Kedusha needs some sort of preparation. Right? So by saying let's bench, that's like putting everybody into the mindset. Same reason why you say Savri and Brishus or whatever the particular Minhagim are before Kiddush and Hamotzi. Oh, Yamer, Kamoshan Oigan, Loimer, Beloshan Ashkenaz, Rabbi Sam, Virvelin Benchin. Right? It's interesting, he says Vir. I thought it was always Mir. Right? Vamasubin Oigan, Yehashem, Yishim, some say Amen, some places are not knowing to say Amen. Kam yesh min hagim shayne binyan amiras baruch hu baruch shemai. Yesh noigin shem mevarech aimroi, afil kish mezamenu rak v'shleisha. Right, someone noig that the mevarech says it even when they only have three. Yesh aram shayin lamrei ele kish em hazmen asara. Some say you don't say it only when it's 10. Shemaskar is Hashem, you mention Hashem's name, is az yamru, then you say it. V'chein yesh linuk. Ma'masubin lo yamru, but the masubin don't say it. Right, meaning so some say Baruch Baruch Shemay, and some say only say it when there's 10. Right, I think most people don't say it at all, but I don't know, I think maybe Chassidim. Kol Shekhen is right. Somebody's benching without a Zimun doesn't say any of this. Right.
So we should always say the Shem Yifah.
The what?
Why don't we always say the Shem Yifah with everything?
Yeah, that, I think that's part of it.
That's what we say over here now. But Chassidim, they say with everything. Why don't we say it also?
What?
Why don't we say everything the same?
What?
Why don't we say the same?
The same Yichud? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what this is, right?
It's a form of it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Zion. What if someone wants to say something? Fine. Zayim mevarech yivarech b'kol ha'masubin yomer imay mila b'mila b'lachash. The way the Birchas HaMazon is supposed to happen is the mevarech makes a bracha b'kol, and the masubin say along with him word for word of a soif kol bracha yaktimu l'sayim koydam la'mevarech. And at the end of every bracha, they should finish before the mevarech. Kedeshiyano amen abrachas. So that I can say amen abrachas. What he means by this is that, contrary to popular belief, you're not allowed to answer amen while you're in the middle of one of the brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Right? Right, so that's why he should wait to say it, so like this, people can answer amen, because if he doesn't wait, then you're not allowed to answer amen. Now, what he means also is that really the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon is part of the Zimun. Right? That's another thing that many people are not aware of. The one making the Mezumun is supposed to say the entire first perek out loud. And really, everybody should be quiet and listen to him, and then they're supposed to start from Naida. So that we don't do. But everybody should still stay quiet if they can.
And if you're not benching that, you're still eating. You can't really eat, no?
Why not?
I thought that you're not supposed to eat until
after Hazanas Hakol. Until after Hazanas Hakol.
Until he finishes the first. You shouldn't eat, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Until he finishes Hazanas Hakol.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ches. Acha brichas amazim mevarach ala koish shaberach alav v'shoyis ha-shir revias. After Birchas HaMazon, you make a bracha on that kais, and you drink a shir revius, right? Now, the reason why you say a shir revius is because you want to make a bracha achrayna. But if you're not interested in making a bracha achrayna, then you don't have to have a revius. You have the roiv revius. Let's say the cups of everybody are pogum, right? Then he should give a little of his kais to theirs before he drinks, and they should also make the bracha on kais is not a pogum, because if he drinks from it, then the kais becomes pogum. If their cups are empty, he can put in a little bit of kosher bracha. But they should not taste the wine until the mevarich tastes the wine. But let's say they have their own cups and they're not pogum. The mevarich does not have to give them his kois. And they're able to taste before he tastes. And that's the proper thing. And it's better if everybody will have their own full kois. If everybody's going to bench on a kois. Yeah. Okay. That is it for tonight. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Tovus.
Thank
A
you.
good Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.
What time tomorrow?
What
What
time
is
is
Shabbos?
Shabbos? Figure about 7 o'clock.